Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the text from the Holy Gospel, the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus. And our theme this morning, listen to him, my chosen one. Please be seated. I'm sure it's already happened this morning. I'm almost positive that it's happened this morning. A parent said to the children, listen to me. Yes, we want our children to listen to us. We want our children to listen because we love them. We do not want them to be hurt, nor do we want them to hurt anyone else. Yes, all parents, they want their children to listen to them. For parents love their children so very much that they want their child to be protected. So today, we hear God the Father proclaim to you and me, his children, listen to him. Listen to the chosen one. Listen to Jesus. We have now come, my friends, to the end of Epiphany. It's a fitting end to the season that revealed Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah. It began at his baptism. The Father's voice was heard, proclaiming that he is the Beloved. And today we have the close of Epiphany, and once again we hear the voice of the Father. All through Epiphany, Jesus is revealing himself as the Son of God, there at his baptism, in all of his healings and his teachings, in the driving out of demons. Jesus has proven himself that he is the Messiah and that there is none other. Therefore today, we behold his glory. We behold his glory on the top of a mountain. Now there are many theologians who debate where this mountain was, and it's really a moot point. The location of the mountain isn't necessarily that important. What's important is what happened on top of that mountain. So don't be distracted by those who say, well, it must have happened at Mount Tabor, or it must have happened at Mount Hermon, or it must have happened on this mountain or that mountain. That's just bluff. It's not important for us. What is important is this. As Jesus went up on the mountain with Peter, John, and James, there his three witnesses were with him. And as Jesus was there on the top of the mountain, what's important for us to remember is that Jesus was praying. Your Lord and your Savior, he was praying. He was a praying man. Jesus has always been a praying man. And my dear friends, this is a lesson for us, that since our Lord is a man of prayer, aren't we also to be children of prayer? What was his prayer? We don't know. And if anyone knows, they're only speculating. For all that we know is that Jesus was there and he was praying to his Father. Suddenly without notice, his countenance, his face began to alter. His glory began shining forth from his face and then his clothing. It was like the flash of a lightning. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been close to a light bolt of lightning. I was about 30 yards away. I was in a bean field walking beans. Yes, I know that doesn't happen anymore. But there I was with my bean hook. And a storm was coming in, and there I was, the fool that I am, stood there and I looked at this storm come rolling in. But then the Lord woke me up. 30 yards away, a bolt of lightning struck a fence post. Boom! I didn't really see it, but I heard it. And I felt a concussion of this powerful lightning bolt. It gets your attention. Things like that get our attention. And now Jesus had the attention of his three disciples, for they were seeing his eternal glory shining forth from him. Suddenly, there were two men there standing there with him and talking with Jesus. One was Moses as the representative of the law. The second man was Elijah, the representative of the prophets. Why Moses? Why Elijah? Jesus tells us, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." You see, Jesus was standing there telling Moses that he was about to fulfill the law. And Jesus was standing there with Elijah telling him he's about to fulfill the prophets. And what were they discussing? Our text is very clear this morning. They were speaking of his exodon. His exodon. That word sounds familiar, doesn't it? If you open your Bible and turn to the second book of the Bible, there you have it. Jesus also had an exodus. But his exodus, much different than the children of Israel. His exodus was to fulfill the law and the prophets. Jesus was telling us, and he was about to show us, that he knew what his mission is and was, that he is to go to Jerusalem. And when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus set his face to go to his cross. He didn't look to the right. He didn't look to the left. He looked straight at the cross, for that's what he set his face to do. And he did this with great joy. "No man takes my life, but I lay it down on my own accord." Jesus is your Passover lamb. He is the Pascha lamb who was sacrificed for you. And today, each of you who come to his table, there you will receive the forgiveness of your sins. Believe it in your heart that he sacrificed himself for you. And he is here again to serve you. To serve you the very forgiveness of his body and blood. Yes, he took each and every one of your sins. Each and every one, without exception, he set his face like flint to take it and nail it to the bloody cross. And only Jesus has done this. There is no other man who has done this, for he is the chosen one. He is the anointed one. Jesus is the Christ. My friends, if we say we have no sin, well, you should remember these words. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds," yes, with his wounds, "we are healed. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Jesus was going to his crucifixion. He knew what he was about to do, that he would suffer and die upon the cross, that he would be buried with the wicked. But then after 3 days, he would be resurrected. And the tomb, my friends, may I remind you, is empty, and it will always be empty. For Jesus, in his great love for you, has fulfilled the plan of salvation. Therefore, what did the Father proclaim to you and to me? His words are very clear. They are undeniable. Listen to him. As Peter was talking, yes, a cloud began to envelop them, and suddenly Peter was interrupted. Now I know, parents, you also teach your children, and children, this is a lesson. We are to never interrupt anyone, especially when adults are talking. But here, an adult was talking, but his words were useless. His words were anthropocentric. They were words of a man. And therefore, God interrupts him with words that Peter needed to hear, and words that I need to hear, and words that you need to hear. Listen to him. As this supernatural cloud enveloped them, God had their attention. And he said to them, Akoeto akaete. Listen to him. Now that Greek word is very important. If I could speak a little Texan to you today, what God the Father was saying is, you all listen to him. And you don't listen to anyone else. You listen to him because he is the chosen one. Yes, these words were meant for the three disciples. These words were meant for you, and these words were meant for me. We are to listen to every single word about Jesus. For every single word written in this book is about Jesus. Jesus from Genesis, Jesus all the way to the end of Exodus. Jesus every day, all the time, always. He is the one we are to listen to. Remember the great confession of Peter? My friends, this is our great confession. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed. And we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Today you will see his holiness in body and in blood. We are to listen to his gospel. We are to listen to those words of life. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. And he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. That's what we're to listen to. For these words written in this book and the words that are proclaimed to you today are the words of life and life eternal. My dear friends, the transfiguration of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what Jesus did there in Jerusalem for you is a part of the great foundation of your faith. Yes, of your faith. For that faith was given to you there at the font. And there at the font, you have been given faith and you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit who leads you, and he continues to set that foundation of faith for you. You see what Jesus did there on the Mount, and what he did in Jerusalem was for you, was for you, was for you. Today, as you have listened to him, I pray that you will continue to listen to him. You have heard what Jesus has done for you. That he is the chosen one. That he is the anointed one. That he is the Son of God. That he is the Messiah. That he is your Savior from death and sin and the power of the devil. Today, as you listen to him, you are also about to be served by him. You know and you believe, dear friend, that he died and rose for you, and therefore he is present with you, and with him are the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, including a dear sister who died last night, Velma. Velma is now at rest. All of her pain and all of her anguish is gone. Velma is asleep in the Lord. Yes, she's asleep. We will see her again. But she is here present with the Lord today. So as you receive his body and blood, know that. Know that in that resurrection that he has guaranteed to us, Velma has also been guaranteed the resurrection of all life. So now, my dear friends, we enter into Lent, that penitential season where we contemplate our sin. And we face the fact, just as Jesus faced the fact of his cross, we face the fact that we are poor, miserable sinners, and that we in faith, we believe that Jesus has died for the forgiveness of our sins, that he is here present to serve us, to strengthen our faith until life and salvation. And we also know that all of our sins are forgiven. Because Jesus, He is the chosen one. And we listen to Him. We know His voice. And we follow Him. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.